Okay, so now then all of a sudden I really make it exciting or interesting. I say, now then, if you're walking on this, you're walking in His love and grace and mercy. If you get into sin, like Paul says in Galatians 5, you fall from grace. So you're walking on the grace 1 foot wide runner. When you go into sin, any kind of sin, makes no matter what it is, you fall from grace. That means you step off of that thing and you fall 6 foot. How many of you would like to step off and fall 6 foot? It could hurt you, couldn't it? Especially if you didn't know that you were fixing to step off. How many of you ever stepped in a ditch somewhere in the dark or night and the hole was only about this deep? Did it shock your whole backside? Yes, it does. What do you think it would do to you if you stepped off a 6 foot step? It'd be a little hard on you, wouldn't it? You'd probably hit face first, and that'd really mess you up. But then I'm going to put this thing up here, and I'm going to leave the lights on and let you walk down this little island, this little runner of grace and mercy where you can see it. And nearly every one of us wouldn't be afraid to do that. We can still walk on, be a little more careful. But then I say, okay, now then, to make sure we don't fall from grace, I'm going to make it even a little more interesting. I'm going to bring a great big sack of 100 big rattlesnakes. I'm going to throw them loose in here on the floor. Now, does that make walking that little board a little bit more important? Are you going to be paying attention? Really going to be paying attention? Ooh, Lord. Ooh, that's 1 foot wide. That ain't near as easy to walk as it was when it's laying on the floor. And now, especially when you see all them rattlesnakes. But see, we're walking in grace. That's where we are. He said, don't fall from grace. Because if you sin, you fall from grace. Are you still His child? Oh, yeah, you're still His child when you fall from grace. But when you fall from grace, if you step off that board now, you got all these rattlesnakes down there. You're really going to be particular walking that board now, right? In fact, many of you are not going to walk that board. You said, I ain't going. I mean, I might fall. But that's the walk you're on in life, for real. Every day, you're walking that little narrow path. And if you sin, you fall from grace. What's unfortunate to me, so many people fall from grace and fall down amongst the rattlesnakes and don't even know they're down amongst them. And they're being bitten all the time. And it's putting sickness and disease on your body and death. And you don't even know. All I got to do is repent. So when you learn this principle, if you're walking on this path and you even start to fall, the very first thing you should say is, Lord, I repent. Save me. Is that what we ought to do? Amen. Yeah, you don't want to get down on there where them rattlesnakes are. And then I'm going to do it like God does it. I'm going to give you, I didn't bring my little bitty flashlight, but I've got a little bitty flashlight that I carry at night that makes a little circle about that big on the ground from right here. And I can see, instead of running into something, I'm going to take my little flashlight. What does it say? The Word of God is a lamp unto my path. Is that right? In other words, it's not really that bright, is it? Now then, what makes the light brighter and brighter? That's studying. Somebody said the right thing. Studying the Word. The more the Word you got into, the bigger your flashlight is. All of a sudden, I'm going to have to walk this path. I'm going to have to come up the ladder out there and come through the hole. I'm going to be 6 foot off the ground. And I have no Word in me. Well, it's no problem. Someone's got the lights on in here. I'll be very careful. And then I turn the lights out. I said, now you got to walk that thing with no lights. And that's where most Christians are walking today. They're trying to walk this narrow board with no Word. No Word. There's no light. Now then, if you have no light, you're going to really be in trouble trying to get across this path all the way across without falling off. You know that? Especially with the enemy we got that'll do like he did that little girl. You know, one day he threw a boy at her and she started going with him. And it wasn't long when he asked her to move in with him. And when that happened, she fell from grace. She fell off of the board. She fell down to the path below, and the devil of hell now is biting her. She's got migraine headaches. She's got upset stomachs. She can't sleep at night. She's being bitten by these vipers down here and don't even know it. When she repents, and I pray for her, where does God put her? Back up on the lap, back up on the path. She's no longer down there. She has repented. She's been put back on the grace path. And as long as she walks holy, she won't have to worry about bit and bit. Them snakes can't get up her and get her. As long as she keeps herself from evil, can the evil ones touch her? Not at all. Is that good news? You like to go through your life being able to walk this little path. You got your flashlight there, and it's so nice and big. You got so much of the Word in you. You know what the Word says. You just turn that flashlight on and say, I can walk through this. This ain't no problem at all. Amen. You see where I'm coming from, girl? Is it important to have the Word hidden in your heart? Very. Very, very, very important you have the Word, because the Word of God says, the Word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. And it directs you in life. And if you don't have no Word in you, you're walking that path with no light. And it might be okay as long as that path didn't veer at all. But if it changed just a little, and of course, you know, even with the path as straight as it can be, especially a young man, he's walking that man, his concentration, he don't have no Word in him. He's trying to feel that board down there. And all of a sudden, a big bright light comes on over here. And it's a brand new red Corvette with a very seductive, beautiful girl on it. And the devil says, and guess what he does? Steps off the path. He's going for what he sees. And pow! He just fell from grace. He was sinning the minute he looked at that car. When he began to lust for that car, God says, that's a sin, isn't it? And so he fell from grace. I mean, you know, the Scripture in James chapter 2 has the clearest thing that I've ever seen about falling from grace. It says, if a rich man comes into your church, dressed in fine clothes and all these rings and everything, and then here is a guy over here comes in, he's in rags, he ain't got nothing, and you tell this guy, come down here and sit on the front row. Here's a good seat. And you go over here and you tell this old guy, he's got ragged blue jeans on, no shoes. You go back down and sit under the back. I don't want you close to the front. That's an example God give us in James chapter 2. He says, you know, you have just transgressed the law of God. You are guilty of sin. And you are guilty, if you read that, you'll find out you're guilty of murder and adultery. Because he said, if you break any part of the law, you're guilty of breaking it all. And now then, the man that was here that judged between these two and put this guy on the front row and this one on the back row, this guy has just opened the door to the devil, and he's going to be made sick or die early, I can guarantee you. Because he's judging two men in the church. He is not doing things right, and he's guilty of all kinds of things. How many of you have ever done such a thing as that in your life? You don't have to hold up your hand. Just think about it. If you've ever judged between someone, have you ever seen somebody? You're driving down the road, and there's a guy standing on the street corner. He says, oh, look at that old guy. Look at that old woman standing on the street corner begging. You know, good grief. Surely she could do something. You know, you're just judging that woman. And God says, I don't like that. You don't know where she come from. You don't know what the circumstance. You just turn her over to me and let me judge her righteously. I'll take care of it. If you want to do anything for that woman, you just love her. Just love her. I'll take care of the rest. Or somebody says, well, let's see, we're fixing to bid this contract, and old Joe down there, he bid this thing, and I hope he don't get it. But Joe did get it. And you say, well, I hope he gets that, and I hope he just enjoys it, and I hope he has all kinds of problems with it. I mean, you just begin to read the riot act to him, whatever. Or let's say you got it, and you say, wow, look at me, I got this. The Lord tells you in his Word, all those things you're just doing there is sin. You know, when you gloat over somebody else's misfortune, In the Proverbs, Jesus said, anybody that gloats over somebody else's misfortune shall not go unpunished. And we wonder why we have so many problems in the church, right? Well, I'll say one thing about that old girl. I didn't like her in the first place, and I hope she gets everything that she's supposed to get. And then I come down sick. And we wonder, we never put the two together. You see where I'm coming from? We talk evil about our brothers and sisters, and then we get sick. We never put it together that it was our sin that did it, and God's judging us. How many people do you know that have been a double-minded person? You know that whenever somebody comes into church, if you're the finer dressed you are, you know, and I'll give you an example. One year, Cheryl and I, after we got the 421, big, beautiful, expensive airplane, she wanted to go over to Arlington to her in-law's house for Christmas, and the Arlington airport's only about 3 or 4 blocks from the airport. She said, let's fly the 421 over there. It's just 10 minutes. I said, yeah, sure it is. So I said, okay, we'll go. We went over, landed to Arlington Airport, pulled up there to the terminal, and they come out, and they rolled out the red carpet. Yeah, we got red carpet. When I opened the door, the carpet rolled right to the terminal door. We got to walk in a red carpet. Well, the next year, we also have a little Mooney, a little red Mooney. It's worth about a fraction of as much money as that big 421. So the next year, I told her, I said, we can go over there just about as fast. It's only a short. So why don't we just fly the Mooney? So we flew the Mooney over there, and I landed and taxied up to the same place, and I called a guy and said, where do you want me to park? He said, I'll just park anywhere out there. I said, you know, the terminal's over here. We didn't get no red carpet treatment in the Mooney. It's not worth very much money compared to the 421. But here you are in this big, expensive airplane. They roll out the red carpet for you. And then when you fly in a little airplane, and, oh, well, you just park it, you know, just park over yonder, and you can walk up to the terminal, no big deal. Yeah, I mean, you don't want to show favoritism. But if we know that who have become part of God's family do not make a practice of sinning, for God's Son holds them securely, and the evil one cannot get his hands on them. So you got to know that if you're walking in obedience to God's Word,
we are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Jesus' Healthcare Plan, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.